for the intercessions of brothers and sisters for the holy work.
祷告让我们都能够参与每一项的侍奉。
Prayers allow us to participate in all kinds of holy work.
有很多的人可能没有办法跟着保罗一起到处去传福音。
Maybe not everyone can follow Paul around in his missionary trips to preach the gospel.
但是保罗很谦卑地告诉他们，你们可以用祷告来帮助我。
But Paul let them know that they can help in the missionary work by praying for him.
所以在侍奉的工作上面，我们也常常能够用祷告来互相帮助。
Therefore, in our servitude, we can intercede for one another to participate.
当然我们请求别人的帮助之前，我们自己本身也要用祷告来帮助自己。
Of course, before we ask for other people to intercede for us, we ourselves need to help ourselves by praying.
所以每一个侍奉的完成成功，这里头一定包括着祷告这一个项目。
Therefore, for a holy work to be accomplished, we really need to have prayers.
摩西在山上为山底下征战的耶稣亚他们祷告。
Moses was praying for Joshua and the rest of the soldiers when they were fighting.
撒母耳在退休的时候，他仍然不忽略为百姓的祷告。
Samuel, when he was almost retiring, he continued to pray for the Israelites.
我们请看撒母耳记上十二章。
Let us refer to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记上十二章二十三节
，Verse 23。
二十三节，请念。
Verse 23. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
这时候以色列百姓他们神已经应允他们让他们立了扫罗王。
At this time, God had already promised that he would anoint Saul as the king for the Israel.
所以撒母耳在很多工作上面他就已经算是退休了。
So Samuel is kind of retired.
但是祷告这一件事情永远没有所谓的退休。
But there's no such thing as retiring in prayer.
所以撒母耳他自己在这里要求自己，勉励自己。他要继续不断地为百姓祷告。
So here we can see that Samuel encouraged himself that he will not cease from praying for the Israelites.
所以侍奉神没有所谓的退休。
So there's no such thing as retirement when we serve God.
所以撒母耳继续用祷告来做他的侍奉。
Samuel continued to serve by praying.
保罗在他的步道旅行当中，其实他也做了很多牧养的工作。
In Paul's missionary trips, he did a lot of pastoral work.
那他常常就是用祷告来做这个牧养的工作。
He often uses prayer as his pastoral work.
所以几乎在他的每一封书信里头，他一定会提到他是如何的在为弟兄姐妹祷告。
In almost all of his letters, he would mention how he would pray for the brothers and sisters in that church.
而他的祷告都有所专注，都有目标的。
His prayers often has a goal.
这些他为弟兄姐妹祷告的目标就是跟牧养有关系。
And the goal of his prayer for each of the church have to do with or pastoring the church.
他祷告希望弟兄姐妹能够更多的明白神的旨意。
He hopes that through his prayer, brothers and sisters can understand the will of the knowledge of God.
他祷告希望圣灵能够启发弟兄姐妹，让他们都能够有属灵的智慧。
He prays for the brothers and sisters so that the Holy Spirit can inspire them to understand and have wisdom.
他祷告希望借着祷告帮助弟兄姐妹能够行走在神的道理上。
He prays for the brothers and sisters so that they may be able to walk in the way of God.
他祷告求圣灵帮助弟兄姐妹能够打赢属灵的征战。
He prays for the brothers and sisters so that they may have power from the Holy Spirit to overcome in their battle.
那当然，祷告最大的榜样就是主耶稣基督。
The best example of prayer is our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来到世界上，他不但来完成救恩，他也给我们留下许多的榜样。
Not only did Jesus Christ come to earth to fulfill salvation, but he also left behind a lot of good examples.
主耶稣不但传讲天国的福音，他也来牧养这些跟随着他的这些广大的群众。
Not only did he evangelize, but he also pastored all these people who followed him.
因为祷告是牧养工作不可缺少的一个项目。
Since prayer is an item that we cannot overlook in our pastoral work.
所以在主耶稣的工作当中，就有许多的祷告被记载下来。
That's why we can see a lot of incidents of Jesus' prayers were recorded in the Bible.
请看马太福音第四章。
Let us return to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章第一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
第二节。
Verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry.
十七节。
Verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣在这里提到他禁食四十昼夜，那当然在这当中一定有很多的祷告。
Here it records that Jesus Christ had fasted 40 days and nights, and we assume that he was praying.
就好像今天我们常常互相提醒的，禁食就是为了要祷告。要有更专心、更多的祷告。
Just like we remind each other today when we fast, that is because we want to focus in our prayers.
在这禁食祷告之后，十七节说到主耶稣就开始传起天国的福音。
After fasting and praying, in verse 17, it tells us Jesus Christ began his ministry.
这在提醒我们，在每一样的侍奉之前，要有很多的祷告。
This incident reminds us that before we start any holy work, we need to engage ourselves in much prayers.
在我们执行许多任务之前，我们要有很多的祷告。
Before we execute a lot of tasks, we need to pray.
好，我们请再看路加福音第五章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音五章十五节。
Luke chapter 5, verse 15.However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. 16. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
主耶稣开始出来传讲福音，他也来关怀周遭的人，他用，不但用言语，他也用他的能力来帮助这些需要帮助的人。
When Jesus Christ began his ministry, he not only helped the people with his words, he also helped them with his power to heal them.
其实只要是人都需要主耶稣的恩典，都需要主耶稣的怜悯。
Anyone needs God's grace and mercy.
每一个人都有不同层面的需要，不同层面的困难。
Everyone has needs, and we all face difficulty.
所以在主耶稣的周围总是会有许许多多的这些需要被主耶稣来帮助关怀的人。
That's why around Jesus Christ, there are always so many people who need help.
所以在主耶稣这忙碌的生活、忙碌的工作当中，主耶稣没有忽略祷告。
But amidst Jesus' busy schedule, he did not overlook the life of prayer.
我们常常在忙碌的当中，我们会忽略的一些事情。
Amidst our busy day, we often neglected some important things.
那我想，常常会被我们忽略掉的，可能就是祷告。
The one thing that we often neglected is prayer.
在不知不觉当中，我们会把祷告的时间给牺牲掉了。
Without knowing it, we often sacrifice our time of prayer.
但是十六节说，耶稣他却退到旷野去祷告。
But here in verse 16, it records that Jesus Christ withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed.
这是在工作的当中，主耶稣给我们留下不忽略祷告的榜样。
So Jesus Christ had left behind a good example for us to not overlook prayers in his ministry.
所以我们要常常来提醒自己，无论我们多么的忙碌，不可以忽略祷告。
We need to therefore remind ourselves that no matter how busy we are, we should not neglect and overlook prayers.
无论我们所担任的圣工是多么的繁重，我们不要忽略的祷告。
No matter how heavy or busy our work may be, we cannot let go of prayers.
无论如何，我们总是要在忙碌的当中找出时间来做祷告。
No matter what, we must find time among our busy schedule to kneel down and pray.
像主耶稣这里，他退到旷野去祷告。
Just like Jesus Christ here, he withdrew himself into the wilderness to pray.
不是只是一种好像说我已经祷告了这样而已。
This is not just a formality.
主耶稣是刻意的退到旷野去。
He purposely withdrew himself to the wilderness.
在工作的当中，我们不要忽略了这种能够很专心、很专注的这种祷告。
We should not overlook the opportunity where we can find time that we could really focus in our prayers.
因为在知识上我们都知道不可以忽略祷告。
We all know in our mind that we cannot overlook prayers.
所以常常我们就好像在祷告这个项目上面，我们每一天都要打上一个记号。
That's why we often make a mark on the item of prayer in our life, in our to-do list.
这个心态就是只是在告诉自己说我有祷告了。
We're just telling ourselves we have done our task and check it off.
但是时常这种祷告并不是很深入的祷告。
But this kind of prayer is not very deep.
所以我们也常常会感到说，我们的工作好像没有力量，没有果效。
Therefore, sometimes we may feel that our work is very weak and it doesn't have any good results.
请看路加福音第六章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 6.
Luke chapter 6, verse 12.
Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God.
当然主耶稣不是每一天都是这样整夜的祷告。
I'm sure Jesus Christ did not pray all night every day.
但是在这里是主耶稣他要挑选这个十二个使徒之前的祷告。
But here he was praying prior to choosing the 12 disciples.
在面对着一些重大的事情、重要的事情之前，我们主耶稣也给我们留下这个榜样，要更加投入的来为这个事情祷告。
When facing making important decisions, Jesus Christ had left us a good example of spending time where he could really focus to pray for the matter.
只要我们感觉到说这个是非常重大的事情，我们就要赶快的安排一下，我要有这一种像主耶稣这样子这么投入、这么深入的祷告。
If we feel that what we're doing in church is really important, then we need to set aside time when we can engage ourselves in really deep prayers like Jesus Christ.
再请看路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章三十一节。
Verse 31. Luke 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat.
三十二节。
Verse 32. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren.
这是主耶稣为门徒的祷告。
This is the prayer of Jesus Christ for his disciple.
有时候有一些事情是我们挡也挡不住的。
Sometimes we cannot block something from happening.
有一些事情我们认为说不应该这样发生，但是呢，挡不住，它就是这样会发生。
Even if we try to stop it, but it still happened.
但是这并不等于说那这就没有希望。
That doesn't mean it is hopeless.
祷告还是能够介入。
Prayers can still interfere.
看起来好像挡不住但是祷告能够挡得住。
It seems like we cannot stop the incident from happening, but right here it shows us that prayers can stop it.
啊，如果说彼得的火认主耶稣啊，那是一个啊彼得一个很大的软弱。
If Peter's denial of Jesus Christ is his greatest weakness.
啊，那这是看起来又是一定会发生的。
It seems that this incident will and must happen.
啊，但是主耶稣告诉彼得，他说我已经为你祷告了。
But Jesus Christ said to him, I have already prayed for you.
啊，有时候我们不一定需要这样讲说我已经为你祷告了，但是真的我们已经为这个事情为这个人祷告了。
Maybe we don't need to go around and tell people, I have already prayed for you, but indeed that we have prayed for them.
啊，在这里主耶稣他刻意的对彼得说我已经为你祷告了。
Here, Jesus Christ intently told Peter that I have prayed for you.
啊，所以很多的时候我们也可以不用这么含蓄的，我们可以对跟我们的弟兄姐妹讲我正在为你祷告。
So sometimes we don't need to be too shy. We can just go and tell brothers and sisters that we have prayed for them.
啊，相信如果我们听到弟兄姐妹对我们讲说我已经正在为你祷告，我们一定更得到鼓励。
When brothers and sisters come to us and tell us that they're interceding for us at the moment, then we may be encouraged.
啊，我们刚才已经提到撒母耳在他年老退休的时候他仍然祷告。
When Samuel was at his old age, when he retired, he still prayed for the Israelites.
所以祷告这个项目啊，不是一个刚开始服事的人他才需要。
So prayers is not for someone who just started the ministry.
有很多侍奉的工作你越做会越熟练。
There are a lot of holy work that we do as long as we have more experience, we get better at it.
所以你花的时间常常会越少。
We will spend less and less time preparing for these events.
比如说刚开始做讲道工作的人常常会说，哇，我要花好多时间来准备讲道。
For example, for the new sermon speakers, they spend a lot of time preparing for their sermons.
有时候我要花一个礼拜甚至一个月才能够准备一次的讲道。
They might need 1 week or even 1 month to prepare for one single sermon.
慢慢的就不会听到他有这种压力。
But slowly, you will not hear that kind of pressure from him anymore.
因为他这个在工作上慢慢的就熟练了。
Because he has gained experience.
但是祷告这件事情啊，没有所谓说我已经很熟练了。
But prayer is not like that.
无论侍奉多久，这个仍然需要有很多的祷告。
No matter how long you have served in the church, you still need to pray.
有时候我们甚至发现说，那个服事越久的人，他祷告的时间越多。
Sometimes we will find that the people who have served got longer, the longer they spend in prayers.
这个靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们在做的事情上面的准备时间可以越来越少。
Through the grace of God, the time of preparation may decrease as we have more experience.
但是那个所省下来的时间常常是让我们应该是让我们有更多的时间来祷告。
But the time we save on preparation, we will use it on prayers.
那相信那个侍奉会越有力量越有祝福。
Then our service will be more powerful and it will be more blessed.
那个侍奉一定又会更充满着喜乐。
That service will be filled with joy.
我们现在可以的话，我们一起到前面来祷告，我们求主耶稣带领祝福我们这次的讲习。
So now we will ask everyone to come to the front to pray and ask God to guide our seminar today.